So here we are. We talked last week about kind of the flu in general and where we are with the flu shots. This time I'm way ahead of the game. Pat myself on the back because I don't do this often enough, but I got my flu shot very early. My kids are getting it this week. So we're going to be in good shape by the end of this week. And it's funny, and not that I ever subscribe to this, but you heard people say this sort of thing. And matter of fact, over the weekend, I saw someone mention on social media that they had gotten the flu shot, so now they were sick. there are a lot of folks out there who believe that I guess that there's about a 50-50 chance that if they get the shot, they might get the flu. And how accurate is that, or is it accurate at all?
Well, thanks for having me, Carl. That's not accurate. Let me just be clear. A flu shot does not give you the flu. It's very important to know that. Most of the flu shots that you get killed virus, and the nasal spray has a very weakened live virus, but it has never been proven to produce actual case in an immune competent person. So now what does happen oftentimes, and you know, I've had myself happen, is you can get a local little bruise, or you could get a little pain there, soreness. You might have a mild fever. But generally what would happen is, got to understand that it takes about 2 weeks for the antibodies in your body to develop after you take the flu shot. So what can often happen is if you've been in contact with some infection that's already kind of cooking inside, it may come out before those 2 weeks are over and your body has an opportunity to protect you. So sometimes we just have incubating other infections, including flu, that could happen. And that's one of the reasons that you want to get the flu shot as early as possible, so you've not been infected already when you go in to take your flu shot. And this is the perfect time to do that because we don't have a very high levels of flu circulating around. So if you get protected now, in a couple of weeks, you'll be in good shape to fend off the flu bug.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of times people are thinking about getting the flu shot later in the season, you know, when, oh, people are getting sick, I better get the flu shot, when in actuality, because of that two-week period, you know, you're still at some fairly decent risk as you wait for that to, in layman's terms, take effect.
Exactly right, Carl. And one of the things I see in my personal family as well is that when I'm going to be around, even in COVID times with family members, you know, during holidays, this is the time to make sure you're protected. I mean, we've got Halloween coming. I don't know what my neighborhood is going to have, trick or treat or not, but either case, it's important that we protect ourselves, we protect the kids and others, our neighbors. So this is a good time right before the holiday season to ensure that we have plenty of time for our bodies to start developing that immunity.
Is there a chance? And of course, the rising number of COVID cases won't support what I'm about to ask. But is there a chance that for those of us who are washing our hands more times a day than we can count and wiping things down and taking precautions, that perhaps this would, at least for those folks, be a muted flu season in comparison to others?
Oh, absolutely, Carl. I think the recommendations from experts about social distancing, wearing a face covering, washing your hands frequently, not going to large gatherings of crowds, they're the same designed to protect you from the flu as they're designed to protect you against COVID. So I think if we do it right, this is the irony, the paradox of all of this discussion, that if we do this right, we can protect ourselves not only against pandemic, but also against the flu. We know what works. It's the ability for us as community to put that together to use for ourselves. That's what's sometimes missing.
You know, and I know we touched on this last time, but to me, this bears the repeating. Kind of, to me, the real push this year more than ever with folks getting the flu shot has been the fact that, you know, our hospitals already, in some cases, have introduced extra beds because of the COVID situation. And if we tack on top of that just a typical flu season, the hospital and healthcare infrastructure, it, certainly in some rural areas like where we are, may not be ready to handle such a thing.
That's exactly right, and I can tell you that in a normal flu season, we have hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations and tens of thousands of deaths. So what that means practically in your town around, it's very difficult to find a bed, especially ICU bed when people are real sick. So it's very important as we're seeing resurgence of COVID, we're seeing more cases now happening of COVID. It's the same group of people that are high risk, meaning people with chronic medical conditions like heart disease, lung disease, obesity, and diabetes. If those people, we want those people to be protected to get a chance to survive in ICU settings as well as hospital settings, then we need to make sure that we have that availability. With getting the flu shot, you make that happen. You make that those beds available. Otherwise, you're exactly right, Carl. We're going to get an overwhelmed response. And just like we saw in March and April where, you know, they didn't even have enough dead bodies to put in New York City, that might be happening in our streets around our neighborhoods unless we take precautionary measures today and now to protect ourselves.
So what about the effectiveness rate? Now, I know in the past that's kind of been for folks who decided they didn't want to get the flu shot. That was one of the things they pointed to was, well, it's only X percent effective, or it's strain whatever, strain that. And, you know, to me, there's no point in it.
Yeah, and I think for that to know, we've got to understand how the flu vaccine works. First of all, flu vaccine works to reduce illness anywhere between average 40, 60, 70% in an average season. So there's a definite reduction in illness. Nothing is 100% and nor is the flu vaccine. Nothing gets 100% effective. However, here's the important piece that, you know, folks have got to know, which is this. If you come in contact with a person who has the flu, you get contaminated, and you have taken the flu shot, first of all, it'll protect you to that extent of percentage. But secondly, even if you were to fall sick, it actually prevents severe illness in you, meaning your likelihood of hospitalization goes down, your likelihood of death goes down. So it has a double effect. One is to first and foremost try to protect you against the flu, and then if you were to get the flu, it actually protects you against hospitalization and death. So there's always a benefit of the flu vaccine, regardless of the effectiveness. And we won't know that until later on when the flu circulates and we know which strain it is and what strain's working in the vaccine. But just know that flu vaccine is our best, I mean, the best instrument to protect ourselves during this flu season.
I feel obligated to mention this since there's a sign right outside our radio station that says 14 miles to the West Virginia line that you had been public health commissioner for West Virginia. And obviously the West Virginia portion of our listening area, gosh, if I think Harrisonburg is rural, parts of Pendleton, Hardy, and Grant counties are quite honestly the wilderness, so to speak. So if you have folks in those areas, and I just think about access to health care and that sort of thing, you know, any opportunity to get to a flu clinic has probably got to be something that these folks should take advantage of.
Absolutely. I know, Carl, that some of my colleagues in Pendleton County, for example, it takes an hour to get to your health department, at least. So I know the good folks in Pendleton County, Hardy County, and Grant County, the health departments are working for you, and they have plenty of vaccine available for the flu shot. Many are doing drive-through clinics as well. It's available in your pharmacies, sometimes as much as going to your local pharmacy and getting it, as well as your doctor's office. So it's important. I mean, look, we are not divided through you know, state lines. We know that, and it's important no matter where you live and how rural we live, it's important to protect ourselves, because at the end of the day, you know, we got, again, holiday season coming in, we're going to have family over, and it's very important that we protect ourselves, we protect our young ones as well as our senior citizens.
Yeah, and I would say for folks who are in that part of our listening area and come here into the Shenandoah Valley portion of Virginia to work, so many businesses at times offer flu shots. Our company has done it in years past, and I'm certain that the city folks who are coming into work at the college or with the cities or any of the municipalities in our area to take up an opportunity at the office to get a flu shot if it is if it's offered, because as you said, I just feel like this Thanksgiving more than ever, folks are going to want to try some way or somehow to get together. And I would worry that we will spike in a couple of different health concerns if that winds up being the case and people don't take proper precaution.
That's exactly right, Carl. And I think one of the things we can do is if we are employers, we can invite the health department to give shots at a particular time to our employees now. What I would often do is have the families, the employees also come over and get the shot. That's one way to do it. Clearly, relying on a element of, scientific intervention like a flu shot that has worked, and your pharmacy has it locally as well as your doctor's office, getting it done is important, especially when we live in distant and oftentimes in cold weather, it's hard to get to places. Especially when the snow starts coming in and rural areas and roads. So it's very important to take advantage of that right now and just get this one more thing over with so you can protect yourself and go on doing your business.
Well, Dr. Gupta, I've certainly appreciated your time this week and last week, of course, as well. And thank you for the information, the insight, and again, for the time.
Thank you for having me, Carl. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.